Iran's foreign minister says the U.S. cannot seek to negotiate a new treaty with Tehran this after it withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal. Mohammad Javad Zarif tweeted that Washington violated the international deal, claiming it was a personal agreement between the two governments. Now, his comments come a day after the U.S. said it seeks a new treaty with Iran and not a deal. Brian Hook, head of the recently formed Iran Action Group in the U.S. State Department, said the new treaty would cover Iran's ballistic missile and nuclear programs. Washington scuttled the nuclear agreement back in May and then reimposed sanctions against Tehran. Iran has rejected talks with the U.S., saying Washington is untrustworthy. Joining us out of Washington, D.C. now is Mr. Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat. Hello, Mr. Springman. Pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, how can Donald Trump's administration unilaterally withdraw from the Iran nuclear agreement in such a coarse fashion after it took a dozen years to hammer out between multiple countries, and then expects so lawfully for Iran to just walk to the negotiating table with Washington?
Well, they don't understand reality. They don't understand foreign affairs. They don't understand foreign policy. A couple of months ago, I had the opportunity of meeting the outgoing State Department desk officer, one of them for Iran, Alvin Ayer, and he told me he'd worked on Iran for years at the State Department, but had never been to the country. So you've got people that don't know what's going on and don't know their countries they're working with, and suddenly want to make policy for them. And it's beyond belief. I wouldn't trust any government that pulled out of a multilateral international accord that had been sanctioned by or blessed by the United Nations Security Council, making it in effect an international treaty, and tearing it up and saying, well, we're going to do a new deal, and this time it's going to be a real treaty, not just a interpersonal agreement. I mean, they don't even understand what they're doing and what they've done in the past, and it just beggars the imagination.
And Brian Hook, what he's trying to do, he wants to get a deal. He says he wants to get a treaty that puts, how would it make sense to put a peaceful nuclear energy program together with a missile program?
No, what they want is to do what the Israelis have wanted for years, is to further cripple Iran. The JCPOA was bad enough as it was with the inspections and the limitations on Iran. Now they're looking at ballistic missiles, of which the Israelis have a lot more and with a greater range, and which they can attach their own atomic bombs, of which Iran has absolutely none. But they simply want to, I guess, implement Pompeo's 12-point program in May that essentially is a declaration of war against Iran, with their demands for inspections, demands for controls, et cetera. And, you know, for this guy Brian Hook, his background is basically academia with a degree in philosophy. He knows nothing about foreign affairs. He's been a political operative when he wasn't an academic. And his only knowledge of foreign affairs, I think, came from him being an assistant to former Secretary of State Tillerson. So the government just is going from bad to worse, in my view.
And then, I mean, and to go back to this, the whole, you know, the fact that Washington is hell-bent on Iran curbing its missile program. My question to you, Iran said that kind of negotiation is completely, you know, off the table, and it will be. And, I mean, a sign of goodwill from Washington, wouldn't it have been not to sign a $100-plus billion deal with the Saudis, providing with all the most sophisticated weapon missile systems in the world, the Israelis also? I mean, you have Riyadh next door that's already proven to the world they're willing to bomb into, you know, oblivion a civilian population, and then Washington wants to sanction Iran over having a deterrent missile program. How does it, I mean, show me the logic in that.
There is none. Iran has a right to defend itself, and it hasn't invaded anybody in the last 250 years, as far as I know, but the Saudis have sure invaded the Yemen. They tried to invade Qatar. And the Israelis have invaded everybody around them and continually use Syria as a shooting gallery. So it's beyond belief. And I think what they're looking at is the bottom line, how many weapons they can sell. And if they thought they could sell some weapons to Iran, they'd probably be a lot more conciliatory and a lot more friendly towards the country.
Thank you for joining us there and for your perspective. One more time in the program, Mr. Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat, joining us out of Washington, D.C.